the third thing that you have to learn, that wretched man that I am. And then he said, who? He doesn't say what. He doesn't say what could deliver me. Give me something. He is looking for a person. He's looking for a person because he reached the point. I was told, and it's probably true, that when the Apostle Paul was writing the epistle to the Romans, at that time in the city of Rome, somebody killed somebody. And the judgment that was given concerning the person that committed the murder, the punishment was this, that they will get the body, the dead body, the person that he killed, and tie him up to that person, and let him walk around with it. Now imagine yourself walking around, and your hand is tied to a dead person, and your feet is tied to a dead person, and you're dragging him wherever you go. And that is the experience that, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? That's in chapter 6, we have the body of sin. That is what the body likes to do. When you come to chapter 7, it is so weak. It is just dead, and you carry it around. And you know what? You try whatever you can. He's been tied to your hand and to your feet and to your back, and you're dragging him around. Now, you can't cut those ropes and deliver yourself. Right. So what is he looking for? He's looking for who could come and cut these ropes and free me? Who could deliver me? Now, he takes his eyes off himself because he was trying. And if you, I'll let you count him. How many times the word I, my, and mine are mentioned in Romans chapter 7? You count them. How many times I, my, and mine? And when we come to chapter 8, how many times count the Spirit of God is mentioned there? But here it is. He is now looking outside of himself. He's taking his eyes off himself. Remember that woman in 15, is it? The woman who was bound for 13 years. What was she doing? She was looking for deliverance. And what she was doing, she was looking down. She had the spirit of infirmities. She was looking down. She was looking for help. And then when the Lord came and healed her, she looked up. Satan had bound her. And what happened in the man of Romans? He was bound to that body of death. And he was looking for a deliverer. And the Lord could not deliver him. John mentioned about Gehazi going there, and he cannot deliver. He cannot bring life in you. He cannot breathe life unto you. He cannot give you deliverance. But now he comes into chapter 8, and he said, now he takes his eyes off himself. He takes his eyes off his power. He takes his eyes off all of the means and the manual of how to do this and how to do that, because that's the society where we're living in. They give you a manual about how to do everything. Well, you can't do this one. You need somebody to do it for you. This is one thing you can't do, and I don't care how many manuals you're going to get. You could put all the rules and the regulation on earth. You cannot do it because you are so weak. You can't do it. You need somebody. But good thing we have chapter 8.
When Peter was walking on the water, he looked at the wind, boisterous, the waves, and he began to sink. And what did he say? Lord, save me. And the Lord stretched forth his hand and picked him up. And so we need help, as we have in our outline, from outside of ourselves. We need to look beyond ourselves, beyond the law, beyond our mother and our father, beyond the rules and the regulations. We need to look up. Lord, help me. Let's sing hymn number 89. It's time for a break. Hymn number 89, Blessed Be God Our God. Let's stand and sing this.